So for us at AGCO, we've got these frameworks, but we can see that great employee experience drives a massive, sort of delivers engaged employees. And with AGCO, if we've got engaged employees, they're proud. They've got a huge sense of pride in their work. They've got a huge sense of doing the right thing for our customers. And what we see is that customer satisfaction goes up because we're delivering great customer experiences. We're really investing in our people. We're making sure that we've got a compelling suite of products and services to, you know, continually engage and delight the market. You know, we're in a really tough competition. You know, we've got the likes of John Deere, we've got the likes of Caterpillar in certain sectors that are really competing with us. So we need to make sure that we're continually competing. And to do that, we really are investing in experience. And that experience is translating into our bottom line because customers are choosing to reinvest into AGCO. They're choosing AGCO as their supplier of agricultural machinery and solutions. And we have some amazing brands like Fendt and Massey Ferguson and Grain and Protein and Valtra, Precision Ag and Digital. These are like global brands that are really keeping the wheels of ag churning. And all of that ends up with greater profitability for our organisation, and that means that we can continue to invest in our employees moving forward. And then we get a lower churn, and then it's just happy, happy days. So it's a really important part of what we do, and that framework of culture really underpins everything to give us that boundary so we know what we're operating within. And I think this just really sums it up. You know, you can have a sort of an optimised CX. You know, that generates loyalty and additional sales, as you can see. But if you've got a stellar EX and a stellar CX, that CX and EX, you've got sort of increased revenues, profitability, you've got less churn. All of it is just a no-brainer. So we work really closely with the CX team at AGCO to drive those results for the business. So one of the things that we do a lot of work on is really sort of understanding our audience. And we've been able to do that a lot with the data coming out of our field, but also we've been looking and working. We work very closely with other providers like Qualtrics. So there's some real big ticket research that's come out recently, just looking at how the field of employee experience is changing. And as you can see here, there's like four big areas that resonate with us at AGCO hugely. So, you know, if we look at it about setting boundaries, you know, there's a lot of people saying 2023 is the year that employees are taking control. You know, they're starting to say, this is how we want to work. This is what we expect from an organisation. You know, they're restructuring their relationship with work, and they're getting smarter at understanding what they need. And in turn, so are we as an organisation. And I guess this is all in the wake of the disruption of the past few years. So, you know, the boundaries is something that is really important, and we're really looking at in detail at AGCO. And then similarly, we're also, you know, looking at, you know, for example, if people take leave, you know, if you're on leave, then you should be on leave. And that people, you know, you're still turning up green on Teams and all those sorts of things. But, you know, in a lot of organisations, you know, vacation does mean vacation. You need that downtime to rest and recharge and bring yourself back up to where you need to be. I guess a sense of purpose is huge. For us at AGCO, we have a really strong purpose. It's a noble one. It's farmer-focused solutions to sustainably feed our world. And for that, that resonates really, really deeply with our employees. And that sort of drives our EVP. You know, you want a sense of pride. You want to feel like, you know, this is really important. I mean, when we did the annual survey, which I look after for AGCO, so I think it was 88% of our employees said that they were proud to work for AGCO. And that's a really good marker for us. It's a really good indicator. Confidence is huge as well. We all live in turbulent times. So we need to make sure that we've got a you know, when employees come in, they want to know that they've chosen the right shift. They want to know that they're going to get paid at the end of the month. And of course, they are at AGCO. But it's really important that, you know, there's that strength in leadership. And leadership are also very much engaged in driving the whole employee experience. And I'm happy to say that our leaders are very, very engaged on the Rfield platform. And for any of you, you know, looking at it or thinking of looking at it, I would say that's one of the big, big areas to get leaders in from the get-go, because that really inspires people, and culture starts with leadership, engagement starts with leadership. I guess the last point is about processes. There was recently an article on Forbes, actually, which I shared into our field, I'm talking about. But there was an article on processes. And it said it's one of the main drivers for mental you know, health and really affecting mental health in a bad way at work. You know, you think about how much time we spend sometimes in some organisations trying to do expenses, trying to, you know, get new hires in, get people onboarded, and it takes far too long. So that needs to be right front and centre, and we're investing really, really heavily so that we've got, you know, a real sort of joined up, seamless way of doing things. I was listening to Swissport talk earlier, and they were saying they had these multiple, you know, systems in, and that's tough. That is tough, and you have to actually cut through that to bring it back down to basics and just focus on what matters. So talking of what matters, I mean, we talk a lot about moments that matter, but I think just to support this, there are two major aspects to this, because you've got workplace influences. So those are your culture and your values and your purposes and your frameworks and all those sorts of things. And then you've got your personal influences. You know, we're all living life. We're all experiencing life. So we all have to be cognizant of that in the experience landscape, that we can react to that in a way that, you know, we've got to recognise that, you know, work and, I guess, work and workforces, they are growing more complex. There's no undisputing that. I mean, I think it is. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of noise, a lot of complexity. But we've got to recognise that there are different things at play here. So employees are experiencing these critical moments on a continual basis across the physical, human, and digital dimensions, and that is something that we really focus on at AGCO. And we've got our field supporting many of these. You know, imagine, look here, when we say a new app, you know, bringing that in really alleviated a lot of the pain about communicating, because we couldn't communicate with our frontline. We could via posters and face-to-face briefings, but we have 25,000 employees worldwide, and you know, half of those are on the front line. So we had to find a mechanism to be able to communicate with them. And, you know, we're running at about 80% registrations on office workers, and less than that with the shop floor, but it is rising on a daily basis. And what's happening is word of mouth. So people are getting really excited about it and talking about it, which is great. And we also brought them into the annual survey for the first time. So it's much easier for them to get in because they've got proper user IDs to get into some of these systems, which otherwise they hadn't been able to get into. So, and I think as well, you know, the human touch points. So we do a lot of regular feedback sessions. We do one-to-one sessions. You know, we're about to launch NEON, is the new employee onboarding network. So that will be a network for our monthly cohort of new hires coming in that will really, you know, forge those connections. You know, we talked about connections this morning and really sort of, you know, providing, again, another framework for people to take advantage of and really operate within. So I think with all of this is that, you know, what we can see within AGCO is that employees want to shape their employee experiences on their terms. And it's about giving employees a set of options, like a toolkit, as to how best to do that. And, you know, to that toolkit is designed to enable them to reach their full potential, you know, to drive business value, like we showed at the top of the chat here with that chart around the link between EX and CX and RONA. And then from there, you know, we can support with, you know, first-class digital tech stack. And that is, you know, that includes our field from First Up. That's a huge component, you know, along with the Success Factors, which is our HR information system, along with Microsoft 365 environment. Because we've got the integrations with our field, it's, you know, the quick links are there. We can quickly access, you know, the information that matters. You know, it's not just the moments that matter, but it's the information that matters. And that's been a real game changer for us, to, and that's delivering a really good digital experience for employees. So I'll just touch on this bit. I think just it is just the moments that matter is just one piece. So the culture is absolutely huge for us. At ACCO, we have a pyramid, not a human pyramid, but we have a pyramid. And that pyramid at the bottom is the experiences. I didn't put it on here because I'm running out of space. But our experiences shape our beliefs that drive our actions that deliver our results. So that is a really, really strong framework. And within that framework of culture, we have lots of moments that matter and we have lots of human touch points. We have, you know, we're rolling out training, face-to-face training to all of our people managers. We've done that in the first tranche. We're now doing all employees. It's a massive investment for us, not just office workers, but shop floor as well. Our employee value proposition, I've spoken about that. That absolutely is fundamental. That's got to, you know, reflect the intended experience, both internally and externally. And then whether you get all of that right, it's about, you know, the engagement is the outcome of all these experiences as well. I mean, I won't go through on screen here, but you can see, you know, you've got to be careful that you don't, you keep all those in balance. I think that's just some advice I would give, that we, you know, you do sort of match it all up, that you give all of those three areas sort of equal focus, just to make sure you've got a good balance with your strategy. And then from that, you know, you've got your compelling tech stack, and that gives you the real sort of holistic approach. And that, if you get that holistic approach right, which I think we do not too bad a job at ACCO, that will basically improve overall experience. And we measure engagement through the annual survey, and we're running at about 70%. So we've got a target of 75% by 2025. Do I think we'll get there? Absolutely. But it's really important that you've got, you know, you've got some targets. You know, I would recommend setting targets and sharing those. I think people like to have a goal to aim for, and actually have the frameworks to deliver against those. And all of this is underpinned with the personalization, the integration, and the automation that is so important to making all this happen. And then, this is a lovely team, I think that's customer service team in South America. So personalization is key to our experience strategy. It's you know, we do see it as the hallmark. And, you know, we segment, and we can segment our audience now, and we can, you know, they can opt in and opt out what they want to receive on our field. We don't have to worry that they're getting spammed, you know, with multiple emails. So they're really in a situation now where we can target messages really effectively. And of course, we've got this sort of auto-translate language for us, which is a game changer. And I think, you know, our own extended workforce, it covers multiple cultures, it's multiple territories, it's multiple roles. So we have to bear all of that into, take it into account. And one size does not fit all. You know, we've got to be mindful as to how we actually deliver this. And that's where our field has been a real game changer, helping us to deliver it. But I think just if you want to deliver these choices that I mentioned earlier and deliver these experiential choices to employees, we focus on three main things. So the first one is employees know what they want. You know, they're going to tell you. And we invest heavily, along with the platform of our field, we also invest heavily in Qualtrics. That runs our listening program. So we survey once a year globally, and we support with life cycle and pulse surveys going forward. And, you know, they will tell us what they want. You know, we're not sort of like flying blind saying, okay, we'll run down that road because it sounds like a good idea. It's not all about snooze pods and bouncy balls. This is about, you know, employee experience is about what matters. You know, like the BBC was saying earlier, it is about, you know, the your pay and benefits, your total rewards, your communications, you know, customer focus. They want to know about these things. And it's not just, you know, running the survey and say, okay, yeah, we heard you. You've actually got to act on it. So our field's been great for us because we've set up dedicated topics. I'll share those in a second. But we've had all that information, transparently sharing results. You know, we're not going to hide behind anything. And speed as well, you know, get this information out fast. But the other thing is that, you know, they're sharing their voice, but we're also giving them a voice. So we're giving them the opportunity to share their experiences, to talk about you, you know, to talk about life at AGCO. You know, it's my colleague Rachel was like, if you ask for a cats and hats topic one more time, that's it. But you know, sharing pictures of their pets and just, you know, sharing life journeys that they're on as well as the employee journey is really important. So, you know, all of that to share, to comment, to engage, to like is great. And obviously it gives us a lot of data that we can analyse as well. This, I think I slipped one up there. So another component that is really big on our radar right now is passive listening, just to support our listening strategy. So that's basically looking at, you know, Viva Insights. It's anonymised. We don't sort of go around sort of like delving into people's, you know, Microsoft Teams accounts, but we can. There are ways that we can actually scrape data from, you know, internally and externally. We're looking to pilot this later in the year. We're working very closely with our provider on this. But also just the poll function in our field is useful for us just to get some additional insight quick when we need to and people can vote, etc. Obviously, the big areas like Glassdoor, you know, we've got sort of access to that. We can see the analytics. We can see brand sentiment. We have agencies that we work with that can actually measure sentiment. You know, we have a little dashboard, you know, we want it in the green the whole time, looking at CEO ratings. All of that really, really matters in helping to drive the EVP, the brand, and also the well-being of our employees. And actually, we're just about to launch, I think it's today or tomorrow, we've just shortened the default meeting times at AGCO from 60 down to 50 and from 30 to 25. Because people are just in back-to-back meetings. And it's like, you know, I think there's research out at the moment from Microsoft where you've got these sort of terrible images of the brain that if you don't get a break for even 5-10 minutes, you're starting to get frazzled. Your synapses are just misfiring and you're not taking information in. Your productivity goes down. So that's coming in. The third bit we look at is really an omni-channel approach. You can see here with our field, you know, we can do the push notifications. We've got mobile, we've got desktop. We've set up specific topics. We've you know, deliver in the content, you know, to meet our employees in where they are. You know, we're not arrogant saying, you know, sort of like, it's, you know, you've got to do this, that and the other. You've got to go here. But what we have done, and this is just a word of advice, is where you are looking to implement our field, one thing that was a game changer for us is that we turned off all competing news channels. And you'll find, you know, if you're in a big organisation, there's some local intranets and people hang on to them like security blankets. So you have to be quite brutal and say, right, everything's, you know, and then you've got the single source of truth. So that's really, really important. I think one of the sort of main newest topics on our field, I just want to share with you guys, I know that Nicole mentioned it this morning, is that we are working with First Up to support our revamped onboarding strategy. Across AGCO, we do onboarding brilliantly in some areas, not so brilliantly, she said, very politically in others. So within that, we've totally revamped how we're going to do onboarding, and we are now setting up new topics. We've got a pre-hire portal, which is great because we do lose a lot of, well, not we, but you can lose a lot of talent from saying yes to desk. So, you know, there's a very, it's a real competitive marketplace. So everything we can do to nurture that talent the minute they accept the offer is important to us. And First Up is helping us to build that out. And we've got sort of workflows that you can sort of trigger through and sort of like welcome and, you know, videos and all those sorts of things. And of course, you've got the integration side of it. So that's a really sort of important piece for us moving forward. As far as this is a horrible green mock-up. It's not meant to be green. Not quite sure what happened there, but we are building it out. It's not actually launched yet, but we hope to have a visual next week. So Ashley is supporting us. Thank you, Ashley, from a sort of a first up perspective, along with Lisa Levan. And you know, we're really excited at what the future is going to bring with this. So stay tuned, as they say, because we'll be shouting about it and getting excited. I think just some of the human touch points. I mentioned Neon. This is a really sort of new initiative for us. It will be face-to-face where we can, but also it will be, you know, through Teams. We've got sort of great sort of icebreaker bots and all those sorts of things going into there, some fun stuff, you know, a bit of Bollywood, if I can get them all going. We have buddy programs, and we also, it sounds trivial, but we have invested heavily in swag. And we see loads of pictures popping up from new hires on our field saying, got this box, it's so amazing. And also that they've got, they post into social media as well. So if you lift up the lid of that, it gets, it's got our purpose on the lid. So that really helps to reinforce the brand promise to prospective and current talent. And then if we get it all right, which I think we are, our journey at AGCO, our experience looks something like this. So this is kind of the first sort of 30, 60, 90 days at AGCO, and then you move into experience. And you've got lots of different touch points. And this is, you know, where we do try and reimagine experience. We want to constantly bring new features in to delight. You know, we've got some amazing brands. We do a lot of work in the community. We do a lot of work around sustainability. So the more that we can actually get our employees involved in that, the better. And the more that we can bring the customer to them is another compelling reason why First Uppers was such a success story for us and continues to grow with us as an organisation, because we can bring those stories to life if employees physically don't have those customer touch points. So summing all this up, I guess that, you know, we recognise that today is, you know, we do have a diverse workforce, but there are generational similarities across that workforce. I mean, if we look at the data from Voices, again, our annual survey, we can see that, you know, the Generation Zs, they want, you know, the same great career opportunities, but they want to balance that with well-being. So that's, you know, a trend that we're seeing across multiple segments of the organisation. And I think that, you know, forward-thinking companies like AGCO, you know, if you get it all right and acknowledge that there are increasingly diverse and liquid expectations, but through this holistic view, you can deliver, you know, if you take into account all the workplace and the personal and human experiences, if you get that right, which we work really hard to do in AGCO, then you do end up with, you know, we are reimagining employee experience, and we're ending up with, you know, what we hope and we see is end user greatness and some winning outcomes against our culture. So
I think we're going to open to questions. So we're running strict on time, so we probably have time for two short questions or one long question. Who wants to volunteer? Yes, all right, David. And you have to use the mic because people need to get the recording.
Tell us a little bit more about the employee journey. I saw the passport stamps and everything. It sounds like you've very much engaged the workforce through some level of gamification.
Yeah, so the passport mechanism, I mean, the triangle, there's a whole bunch of those triangles. There he is. That's the AGCO passport. So we're treating them like NFTs. They're going into the sort of digital ecosphere of AGCO. So you collect them along the way. It's a bit like Pokemon. So you've got to catch them all. And that will mean that we've got a sort of structured onboarding program but there's a lot of integration work with MS365, which is pretty much there at the moment. But yeah, it's an exciting development for us as an organization.